Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council, right here on Sports Byline.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Mary Wells, the Queen of Soul. I had to be reminded to turn on my microphone right there. I'm sort of laughing at myself. I've only been doing this like 37, 38 years now. I can't even turn on the microphone at certain times. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBCT. Of course, WBC TV. I was talking about the fact this song was cut in the Motown Records, of course, Motown Records studio in Detroit. And I've been in that place. If you get a chance to go to Detroit, please check out the Motown Museum. It is rocking and rolling. I mean that in real life. On this day, March 13th, 1961, Floyd Patterson knocked out Ingemar Johansson, retained the World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, this was their third fight, I believe. Yeah, they fought three times. That was his defense of the Floyd's second run of champion. Of course, it was round of the year. The first round was round of the year. Floyd was down two times. Ingo was down once. Bottom line is Ingemar Johansson and Floyd Patterson rumbled on this day in 1961. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV. Time to bring you boxing's PhD. I might as well call him the prophet. Socrates Palmer, you got some big upset to pick this week or what?
Thank you for the nice accolade. Upset? No, I think, the one fight that anyone's anticipating this evening is, of course, Estrada and Roman Gonzalez, a.k.a. Chocolatito, which is kind of like a pick'em fight. So I wouldn't say I would be going out on a limb either way. I'm leaning towards Estrada. I think that he may be, of the two, the hungrier and fresher of the two. Now, they're nowhere near where they probably were when they fought 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they both have a lot of miles on them. As we know, Chocolatito was stopped a couple of years ago. But he's bounced back. He looked great his last time out.
But he didn't go after the guy that stopped him at the same weight. I mean, sort of the guy's been sort of like Estrada beat him by 2 points at the Forum about 2 years ago. Then they try to like forget about him, okay? And I don't know what name you call him, but I call him Wissakel Wangek. Mauricio called him something else, and he's got guy's got like 15 different names.
I guess it's part of that crew from Thailand. They all wear the yellow and red trunks. Who actually fought last night.
He won.
They say he's 35. He looked a little older, but you know, he took care of a game countryman. You know, and it was really, you could tell it was just a stay busy fight, and he's going to be probably the most intent spectator, at least on TV, mm-hmm. on the winner of this fight, because he definitely deserves the winner of this anticipated matchup today.
Yeah, he stopped a guy by the name of Ikwet Songsai, who was 50-8. Now it was 50-8. Of course, that was last night in Thailand, his native Thailand. Bottom line is Benavidez in action tonight, of course. We had so much hope for him. Mauricio says he's clean as clean can be. If he is clean, does he have the talent to rise to the top and make a competitive challenge against Canelo? First of all, he would have to probably go through Jermell Charlo, because Charlo and he are both promoted by the same guy, and one's not going to get a shot at Canelo over the other, I think, without fighting each other. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, assuming he takes care of business tonight, which I think everyone expects him to not have much of a hard time against Ronald Ellis, David Benavidez is the boogeyman in the division. You know, the guy's 6'1.5". He throws a million punches. If he does have a flaw, is his footwork. And when we talk about the cash cow in the division, of course, Canelo Alvarez, Canelo's footwork has improved drastically over the years, and his head movement.
Greatly.
Greatly. And on top of that, he's got dynamite in both fists. So it's the best fight that can be made, for sure. But they both have to kind of take care of business. Canelo, not so much, you know, although he says he does want to unify. But I think David Benavidez, to make him a viable and legitimate contender for Canelo's crown, does need a marquee win, and I think against Charlo, which is the fight that the easiest that can be easily made. They both kind of said some things to each other on the famous streets of social media now, and that's a fight that should happen definitely before he meets Canelo, and of course Canelo has to take care of business with Billy Joe Saunders later in the summer.
Canelo's going to fight three more times this year. That's what his schedule looks like. That's pretty good. Four times for the pound-for-pound king of boxing. I think it's indicative of the fact that he stays in shape 24-7. And, you know, we're talking about Julio Cesar Chavez, of course, and Melder Taylor hooking up in that great fight back in 1990, of course, that epic fight that ended in the 12th round. But, you know, Julio Cesar Chavez wasn't quite, how can I put this, he was 68-0, but he wasn't, what was the word I'm looking for? Anyway, when I look at today's Mexican superstars, the fact that Canelo's like totally dedicated to his game, Chavez wasn't. Chavez had a coke problem probably after that, right? If he wasn't doing coke right then and there, he was doing it soon after the Meldrick Taylor fight. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, you know what? In the 80s or the 90s, it was the thing to do, I guess, when you're in the party scene and
man, not me.
No, not me either. But you know, at least you know. But then again, I was in a high profile celebrity athlete, and athletes. It was crazy because Pernell Whitaker had said that he was doing blow
in the Golden Gloves. He was doing blow in the Golden Gloves.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, it's amazing because the legendary career that Chavez had. If he was even more dedicated to the sport, you know, how much greater could he have been? You know, probably not much. I think Chavez is just one of those guys that are naturally blessed fighters. Like Roberto Duran, as we know, he was a guy that partied when he wasn't in the ring, but just one of those blessed, special, once-in-a-lifetime type of fighters that come along, like Pernell Whitaker, that can get away with partying and still being the best fighters that they can be.
Pernell, Julio, Hector Camacho, they all got hooked on the Colombian dust.
Yes, yes. That's amazing. It was a thing in the 80s. You know? But some guys never recover. Some guys, you know, and don't know when to. There has to be an off and on switch, you know.
No, you just listen. If you do cocaine, I think you need to do it like Keith Richards. I mean, the guy's still alive. He's been doing cocaine like since he was 8. Okay, but he's still alive, and I think the secret he said was he does pharmaceutical cocaine only. I didn't know there was any, but pharmaceutical cocaine. I take that back. I did know about it because I was in Colombia in 2012, and these drug lords down there that had these fine, fine women, Socrates, said to me, "You want to go party with us? We got some blow." And I said, "No." And they said, "We got some girls." And I said, "No." And they said, "We got both." And I said, "No." And the bottom line was I didn't want to get hooked up or compromised in a foreign country.
Smart move.
Things happen when you're in a foreign country. I mean, if you get drugged or something like that, end up on the internet. No, come on, man. I don't want that to happen to me.
No, that's not a good look. Not a good look to catch a Mickey.
Okay, so we've got Amanda Serrano coming up pretty soon. You're not too impressed with her. Is she taking on a decent girl in this Daniela Bermudez, you know?
No, I am impressed by Amanda Serrano. Okay. She is a multi-time world champion. However, she fights at a weight class that it's night and day between her talent level and everybody else. She's someone who's another person dedicated to her craft. She's always in shape. Her body's a million bucks. I think she's dabbled in MMA. But, you know, she's going to continue to kind of just be in obscurity. You know, she's going to beat up these girls that are not on the same talent level.
You mean like Amanda Nunes? She's smoking those girls in the UFC.
See, that's a fight that biologically can make sense. Amanda Nunes and Amanda Serrano, they're about the same weight, you know. Will they happen? I don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, listen, but Amanda Nunes, though, I mean, let's face it. I mean, she's beaten the biggest names in women's MMA. I mean, she, Ronda Rousey and Cyborg, both kind of, you could say, past their prime, you know. But I mean, beating Cyborg is like the equivalent of beating a man, no?
Yeah,
with all the testosterone, she shot up.
But they made Cyborg like a week before, 6 days before the fight, they made her change camps from Las Vegas to Los Angeles, and she was cutting weight, coming down from 180, this and that. So they had her like, you know, when you're cutting weight, you're like taking laxatives and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and she's doing this stuff in a car from Las Vegas to back to the Forum this night. So I think they sort of upset her week, and then when she got knocked out, they cut her immediately. They offered her one fight, and they said, take this one fight, and then we'll set up the Amanda Nunes rematch. So she takes the one fight, and then Dana White cuts her. I mean, there's no negotiation. Dana says, you're no longer with the company. You remind me of Wanderlei Silva in drag.
Ouch.
That's what he said. Dana's a creep.
I didn't know about that.
That's the nicest thing I could say about Dana White.
Wow. I never knew that comment.
Okay. Here's a quick one.
Right?
Luke Campbell coming back at 165 or 168. Do they have crack in England?
Coming 160, Luke Campbell?
That's what he said this week. I saw the exact quote from him coming back at 165. But do they have crack in? I guess they do have crack in England because he's smoking it. Anyway, Ryan Garcia, what's up next? We have a date yet for Ryan, what he's going to do next?
I don't know. I mean, they seem to think that at one point that Pacquiao fight was in the bag, but now they have to hit the reset button. It seems that Devin Haney's going to fight Jorge Linares.
Mm-hmm.
I had thought that Linares and Ryan Garcia was going to be the next fight. I really don't know. Obviously, the Tank Davis fight is not going to happen. No matter how many times Garcia calls his name out, you know, they're not going to meet anytime soon. I'm sure they'll find somebody. I mean, that was going to make King Ryan look great.
Okay, Devin Haney's going to defend his email title.
He's going to defend his email title, probably against his first credible opponent.
You know, I'm sorry. The kid's from San Francisco. I mean, he's a local fighter. He was born and raised here in the city by the bay. Him and his father, of course, both local. But I just can't get on the groove with him, especially after that last fight, of course, against the Cuban. He was supposed to come in and smoke the Cuban. It didn't happen that way. And of course, he talked about beating him, wanting to knock him down 7 or 8 times, doing better than other opponents did. He never knocked him down once. So at the end of the day, he lost a little luster with me.
I agree. I mean, he fought a guy that, you figure was tailor made for him. But I don't know, something about Gamboa, because the same thing. Tank Davis couldn't take him out either, you know. So, and those were fights that everyone expected him to get blown out. And not that he was competitive, you know, but he's a veteran, and I guess he knows how to survive. I mean, he's been fighting for about 25 years. He's probably was boxing longer than Devin Haney's been on this planet, you know. Okay. So,
real quick now, how is Now, since you don't want us running Sebastian for president, this and that, can you step in for governor of New York real quick? I think we might need a governor.
You know what? His chances are pretty good at this point, yes.
All the best. Give your wife my best, okay?
Definitely, sir. I appreciate your time. Love you. Have a great weekend.
The one, the only, boxing's true PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer, the prophet on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV. Back with some odds after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio Channel 217.